bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope you guys all had a fantastic past week and a half. Mine has been exhausting, also annoying. I got some shit to talk about from the past weekend. Well, first of all, you may hear some like squeaking noises in the background. It's just the dogs. Oh, there we go. Oh my god, Charlie, can you please not? Of course he won't shut the fuck up. Okay, let's continue. I've got him to shut the fuck up. Okay, so, well, unless Penny goes and grabs the fucking toy now. Okay, so right now my mood is kind of like, I'm a little depressed, a little fucking pissed, agitated. Doesn't help that like I took my antidepressants like 3 days in a row late. Oh, it's also my injection date for my Ajovy shot for my migraines. I guess I should take that out of the fridge as well. I'll do that after this. Fuck it. Hold on, sip time. I'm drinking a Coors Hard Seltzer Orange Cream Pop flavor. Guess we'll see how good it is. Honestly, it doesn't taste that bad. Okay, let's get back into this. So, you know how previously, I think it was like a year ago or so, I got myself in that like drama-geddon in my friend group because it was a Halloween night or something, and or some sort of night. I forget which theme it was at that point. And I was really drunk, and this guy was also very drunk, and we had, like, flirtatiously talked, and then at the end of the night, he, like, grabbed my face and, like, kissed me or whatever, and I was kind of like, what in the actual fuck? Yeah, and then one of the guys in the friend group, he, of course, had to stir the whole fucking pot and make a disaster of the friend group because he decided to stir the pot and wanted to tell everybody, and then we ended up telling, well, the guy's girlfriend because, I mean, it's the right thing to do. Yeah, so it kind of was like a shit show. If you want to remember, if you want to go back to that episode, it's called The Dramageddon. You can go and listen to it and figure out what the fuck I'm talking about if you don't know what I'm talking about currently. Well, this situation on this past, not this one, not like a Canada Day weekend, but the one previously, a friend of mine had a party. I'm not going to go like super, super detailed. But I'm gonna say some shit because I'm like overly annoyed about this whole situation because there's such a fucking double standard from a guy to a girl, something like this happening. So, of course, we're all drinking on this 2 weekends ago and it's all a good time at my friend's house. Then one of the other guys that are there, he's talking to this one chick. Now, I thought he knew that she had a boyfriend. And from what I was told, he knew. And they were all, like, sitting on the couch. Everybody was watching them, seeing this happen. And he was, like, touching her thigh and, like, putting his arm around her, being all flirty and such. I don't know what they were talking about. I couldn't hear them. I wasn't that close. But I was literally, like, sitting by the fire and I was kind of like, what the fuck is going on? Doesn't she have a boyfriend? Then somebody's like, yeah, she does. And I'm like, does he not know that? And like, oh, no, he knows. And I'm like, wow. So when I did something similar, but I didn't end up fucking the guy, I got in so much shit from my friend group. Everything fucking exploded. Yet I owned up to everything and I learned from my mistake. And this is happening in the friend group. Now, it's one of the guys that would have probably given me shit, too, about it. He's all flirty and everything with the girl. And later on that night, I was leaving. So I bring it up to him. I was like, you know she has a boyfriend, right? And he was like, oh, what? Really? And I was like, yeah. Oh, no, I didn't know that. I was like, well, now you do. I said, so stop being a shithead. I said, be a good guy. Be a good boy. And stop that shit. He's like, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I said, no. Be a good guy. And don't do that shit. It's like, yeah, whatever. So then she comes up to me, is talking to me, blah, 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 saying goodbye and all this shit. Like, she's a nice girl. Like, I like her. But she's got to figure her shit out because this is unacceptable now. We don't need more of this shit happening in the friend group. And apparently this isn't the first time with this guy that she's in a relationship with that she's been a little hoe, being a little cheater, 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 pumpkin eater. This is a problem. So I leave or whatever. And then the next day I find out that he ended up going back to like the party, took her home. And from what I know, everybody, whatever house they were at, went back to. They were fucking, I'm assuming fucking, because they could hear everything that was happening and it was loud. So everybody downstairs could hear, or wherever this situation happened at. So let's just safe to assume they fucked. So then I also find out that the guy in the friend group got high fives because he fucked her or they did whatever. He got high fives. Okay. This is fucked up now. This is not okay. No, 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 no. You're in your 30s. Whoops, I fucking changed the light. There we go. He's in his 30s. I think he's like mid-30s, I would assume. And I think she's in her late 20s, mid-20s. I don't fucking know. But I'm not that close of a friend with her. But this all goes down. And she had asked one of the other chicks, I don't want anybody finding out. Well, and she was like, well, everybody kind of saw you were kind of in the open, sitting on the chair, cuddling with each other and talking with each other and basically touching. Like, I don't even know if our one guy friend put his hand up her. Mm-hmm, I don't even know, but they were very touchy-feely on the chair. Hold on, sips time. And she's like, well, I don't think it'll leave the friend group, blah, 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 blah. Well, guys, you are all my friend group, so you can hear what's happening, but you don't know who this person is. Unless you're in the friend group who still listens to the podcast, I have no idea. Because my friend group, in that side of friends, no longer, I don't even know if they fully ever really listen to the podcast. They don't really support my podcast. They kind of just make fun of it, which is really frustrating. Which is also why it's kind of like I don't overly hang out with them much anymore either. Because it's like I'm trying to pursue social media stuff and all the kind of things that I enjoy, and yet I'm just always like made fun of. They don't really care. They don't help me grow or anything. They don't share my shit on social media when I share it to get it out there. And yeah, it's more of just like a joke to all of them. And I understand this podcast does talk about a lot of like interesting topics like sex, relationships, random shit that I do, what I've done, what's happening in my life. But like, it's still a serious thing. Like, I take this podcast seriously. I mean, this past while I was kind of on a hiatus because I had a lot of shit going on. But it's like, I don't make fun of myself that I have a podcast. I'm like, no, listen to it. Like, it's good shit. I always hear, I get compliments from random strangers, which I fucking love because that makes me feel so good that I know I'm doing a good job and they appreciate it. When people are telling me that it's so relatable and they enjoy listening to it and everything, and they tell me that the episode was a great job. Like, everybody was telling me, well, some people were telling me the last episode that I didn't think was very good was great. And I was like, wow, well, thank you. That made me feel a lot better because I was doubting myself on that episode because I feel like I didn't put my all into it, but I'm also still like struggling with mental health, fun stuff. But anyways, so back to the story. This girl, this guy, they hook up, whatever hookup may mean. They went a far above and beyond what I had done with the one person. He kissed me, this one dude, grabbed my face and kissed me. That was to the extent I had said, made some little remarks, and that was it. Like, I didn't try to fuck him. I didn't try to stay over to come back. No, it was like, this is like crossing the line. I shouldn't have said that. I admitted to everybody plus the girlfriend and everything. But yet this chick in our friend group apparently has cheated on her boyfriend multiple times. How about you get the fuck out of a relationship if you're just gonna cheat all the time? Because how does that make any sense? How is that okay? It's fucking not. Why be with somebody, cheat on them, say you love them, but then go do it again? I understand attention feels great from people, from guys, girls, whoever, whatever you are, whatever you like, blah, blah, blah. Attention always feels good. Unless you're like super introverted and you're like scared of people, then I guess it'd be the opposite. But attention usually feels great. But there's to the point where you're accepting the attention and when you're crossing the line. You can take the attention when they're all talking to you, have a little flirtatious conversation, but then touching and feeling and end up kissing and I think they ended up fucking or whatever they did across that line is too much. That's not okay. What makes me so mad is that did she get any of the repercussions? No, she says she's embarrassed and I don't know if she said she wouldn't do it again because I didn't really talk to her. Somebody else talked to her. But then everything's fine. Which makes me so mad is that this fucking friend group is so, like, I would say they're kind of sexist, but it's like they're cheering on their bros. Like, oh yeah, go do this. Go, yeah, good job. High five. Like, because that's okay. No. Grow the fuck up. You're in your 30s. And don't egg this shit on. It's not acceptable to be happening at this point in your life. And to allow your friends to do that, like, fucking say something. I shouldn't be always the one person bringing something up, because I don't want to look like a hypocrite either, because I did that one thing, but I also learned from my fucking mistakes and would never do that again. And this goes on a year or two later from the situation that happened. Apparently nobody learned in the friend group from when my situation happened that wasn't as serious as this shit. But I guess it's normal for her to go and cheat on her boyfriend or previous boyfriends as well. I don't know. It's just very frustrating. And I wish my guy friend group, I guess now it's just like not great friends, but just like friends that I'm going to hang out with and chat to sometimes because I don't even talk to them regularly anymore. We had a group chat and I don't even like talking to it. Nobody really does anymore. It's like I outgrown that group of people. And just, like, the immaturity and everything. I don't know. It's just frustrating. It makes me mad that it's, like, I got totally shit on. But then the guy, high five, bro. Good job, bro. Do it again, bro. Like, no, fuck you, bro. Like, makes me so mad. And to add on top of my pissed off and depression, I just feel like I'm very alone. I feel like I don't have many people to talk to anymore that I can have, like, a serious conversation with. And I miss my best friend because stuff isn't the same like it used to be, which sucks. But that's life, I guess. I don't know. But I go to LA in, like, 40 days. I think maybe 30-something days. And I gotta get back on the dating apps because I gotta meet some people because I really want to go to the clubs there. But I don't want to go by myself because I don't know what it's gonna be like. I don't want to get fucking lost or murdered or, like, kidnapped or some shit. If I could just find, like, my American husband and get married and then have a green card and go fucking live there and not here, I would be happy with that. I would bring my doggy over and my cat and then have a good old life, get married, have a handsome rich man, and have a big ass wedding and a big ass dress and a big ass ring. That's like manifestation. Yeah, I don't know. And as I was talking about a previous episode, the situation with the dudes, that is, oh, Penny's growling upstairs, that is on a standstill. Also, I was supposed to have a dick appointment this weekend with someone, and it fell through because the dude fell asleep. What else is fucking new? Shocker. I feel like I always get fallen asleep on, like, bailed, but, like, most of the times on purpose, some not. It's just very frustrating. My Canada day long weekend was very boring because my one girlfriend got locked out of her house, so she didn't come over to hang out in the pool or anything, so I chilled by myself, basically just watered the garden and the grass, front yard, backyard and stuff, and hung out with the dogs, and then had like two naps that day, same with the day after and same with today. Now I'm just meal prepping tonight. That's what I have left because it's Monday and it was a stat holiday. But back to work tomorrow, and I'm back on phones tomorrow. Fuck my life. Yeah, I don't know. That was kind of my situation rant. I feel a little better that I talked about it because it's been really pissing me off. I just hate double standards and yeah. Also, back to the one guy that like stirred the pot. His girlfriend, I think I had talked about it, had like deleted him of everything because she always gets insecure around when her man's around people that he had slept with, blah, 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 blah. And then after the whole, like, situation where he stirred the pot, he deleted me off everything and just, like, hates me now. And it's like, I did nothing to you. Yeah, you delete me on everything and are total fucking dickwad to me and called me a snake. But then you showed me the video that you called me a snake to try and get the person to talk. You don't gotta call someone a fucking snake. I'm nowhere near a fucking snake. I am brutally fucking honest, okay? So I had her on Instagram still. But I have finally removed her as of, like, I think 2 weeks ago. Because all she would fucking post in her friggin' Instagram stories was such homophobic and transphobic shit. Like, I understand you're a Christian, but you don't have to be homophobic or transphobic, okay? Like, don't be so fucking ignorant and arrogant and all the above. It was just, like, disgusting, and it just, like, made me mad. I hate being associated with anybody who is like that. And sadly, there is people in my family that are like that. And I'm the kind of person who will call somebody out all the time, which I do. And he don't like that very much, but I don't give a fuck. So, yeah. I mean, if you got me on social media, you're transphobic, homophobic, and you are not, I would say, pro-choice. Or you're so pro-life that, like, you're okay with somebody getting R'd and them getting pregnant, and you're like, oh no, you can't abort that. That's a problem. Oh, my dogs are gonna get in a fight right now. Because Charlie has a bone and Penny wants it. Yeah. Anyways, if you're homophobic, transphobic, or an a-hole, basically, you can fucking delete me and follow me on everything because I don't chill with that kind of shit. Like, go fuck yourself. Go open your mind and go learn something. Oh my god, my dogs are being really noisy. So now Penny has joined me. You can probably see her tail. Oh, she moved. But yeah, that was kind of my, like, little rant situation. I guess life update, weekend update, drama update. I am still, I don't think I've fucked since, like, Mexico back in February. I don't think I fucked anybody. How depressing is that? I was so close last night, though. So close. Thank God for that rose, though, because that rose is definitely helping out. I think it's been like 4 or 5 times now that I've owed. Well, I think I've owed. I'm pretty sure I did. So, progress. Progress, everybody. Anyways, I'm going to finish up this Coors seltzer. Orange cream pop. It's actually pretty delicious. And finish meal prepping and then put all that shit away. And then maybe go in the soft tub. I don't know. Guess we'll see. Make sure you like this video on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the above. Everything is in the bio, description. My link tree is in there. It's got everything on there as well. I got merch still. All that fun stuff. If you want to sponsor the podcast, you can message me on, well, pretty much any social media or the email that is attached to this podcast, which is, I believe it's thatbishpodcast@gmail.com. Everything's in the description. You can find it, everything on there. Yeah, if you want to be a guest, I still got to have some guests on here as well. I am thinking of bringing, like, maybe Planned Parenthood, hopefully have them on, somebody on from there. Or, like, Sask Abortion Rights and everything. Still gotta have people from the After Party podcast to come on. My friend Dave still has to come on. He's got a bunch of shit to spill and tell me. Yeah. So, I've got a lot of stuff planned. I just gotta actually plan it and do it. But I feel like the summer is, like, the hardest time to figure out anything. But now that I figured out how to just record from my phone with, like, these little hookups that I have now, I have 2 mics that actually just, like, are connected with 1 wire. Well, 2 wires that go to 1. That I could do, like, multiple people on podcast. Oh yeah, and there was my sister's boyfriend, baby daddy, basically future brother-in-law, his birthday, and all the guys were talking and they were all drunk and they wanted to do a round table where we go on my podcast and talk about a whole bunch of shit, have a good old time. It is very funny, so it'll definitely happen. Yeah, I'm not sure what we would talk about, but it'll be at some point, it'll happen. Ignore the dogs in the background. But yeah, I hope you guys all have a fantastic next week and a half. And make sure you tune in a week and a half, because you never know what tea's about to be spilled next. Bye, bitches.